birds with one stone. Thanks, Mace. I think that Mace has a point. You know, Cash definitely would fill a need and be the best player on the board. And also, the Broncos are pretty well set at safety with T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart. But as we saw last year, depth is going to be a consideration at this position.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, NFL.com has him most comparable to a guy like T.J. Ward. He talked about how at the Senior Bowl, it wasn't just a fluke how well he performed there. The former Ohio State safety who transferred to Duke says he can do a lot more, including playing up in the box.
The Senior Bowl really did shed some light on the fact that I'm not just an in-the-box player. I do have that range of motion. The biggest thing was and still is getting those reps under my belt and that experience. I have, 4 years playing down in the box. But throughout this whole process, in preparation for the NFL draft, I've been working more in the half-field and middle-field safety.
My favorite player is actually retiring this year, which is very sad, Charles Woodson. His tremendous range. I mean, he's just a tremendous ball player. As far as patterning my game after, I look at a lot of film on Cam Chancellor. I mean, the way he just attacks ball carriers or receivers, it doesn't matter. I mean, he walks on the field and probably says he's the baddest man out there, and that's the same type of mentality I take.
You probably haven't heard much about a guy like Jeremy Cash playing at Duke, but maybe you could say he could be money for the Broncos.
Oh, could it really? We went there?
I could have gone with the Johnny
Cash. Second round hasn't even started.
Johnny Cash reference there, or I could have gone with the money reference. That's up to you.
Well, we do know that the Broncos like Duke players. Kenny Anunoke and Juwan Thompson, just a couple of guys on the Broncos roster that are former Blue Devils. But Mace, just looking at Cash, what's the thing that you like most about what he could bring?
Just the general instincts for playing safety. And again, like I mentioned, he's a very intelligent player, and you can do a lot of different things with him. Because he can go into the box and be aggressive, then if the Broncos had him, they could switch up their dime personnel nickel package. You remember that last year when they would move T.J. Ward up into the box and have David Bruton Jr. playing deep along with Darian Stewart. Well, you could use Jeremy Cash up there in the box from time to time and have T.J. Ward deep. You could reverse them, have Ward go in the box and Cash deep. There's a lot of different things you could do. You could kind of keep the offense guessing as to what the role of those two safeties would be. And then down the line, I think he could be a full-time starter.
Mace, I know that you had the Broncos going safety in the first round. They weren't able to get that there, so maybe you're thinking this may be a position of need. But do you see a situation where if a guy like Spriggs drops down the draft board there, maybe they'll trade up yet again?
I could see that. Now, Spriggs, I think if Miles Jack keeps dropping as well, I think that wouldn't surprise me. We're not really talking the third round, but Jalen Smith, you know, we know about his injuries. Maybe you roll the dice on him at the end of round three, perhaps, but of course, that would be with a compensatory pick. You can't trade that. Here's the problem for trading up in the second round for the Broncos. If you go by the telltale draft value chart, just moving up 10 picks from 63 to 53 would cost the Broncos the equivalent of roughly a late third round pick, and they can't trade their compensatory pick. So if they were to make that kind of deal, they would probably have to trade one of next year's picks, maybe their third rounder next year. But here's the catch to that. If you look at their free agent losses and what they've picked up, the Broncos are probably staring at getting two third-round compensatory picks next year. So maybe they'll look at that situation and say, hey, you know, if we can move up now and we're likely to still have two third-round picks from the compensatory pile, and maybe you make that deal.
Just to give everybody an update, Roger Goodell is at the podium now, so the second round about to get underway. But like Mace said, I think if you look at the way things are going to fall, according to Mace, Spriggs is a guy that we had in the first round as a possible pick for the Broncos. For him to fall all the way down to the end of the second, you've got to like the fact that they would pick up potentially two guys that had first-round value.
Yeah, and the thing with Spriggs, I think one of the reasons he's falling, quite frankly, is there's not a lot of teams that can use him properly. I mean, he's a classic zone blocking tackle, and I think teams that have more power-based schemes aren't really looking at Spriggs. So that limits the field of teams that could potentially pick him. I think that's why you've seen him drop, but all it takes is one team to make the move on you, and we'll see. I don't think he's going to last beyond the second round tonight.
What about a defensive line position, or maybe a possible replacement for Malik Jackson? You see the Broncos maybe looking in that area as well?
Yeah, I could see that as well. And I did, there's two guys in particular I could see as potential fits. I could see a Jihad Ward out of Illinois, mm-hmm. a build that's very similar to Malik Jackson. It wouldn't surprise me if he's a second rounder. Right now I have him in the third. Javon Hargrave out of South Carolina State, he's another guy I thought was really intriguing down at the Senior Bowl when I watched him in January. Really raw, very athletic. I think he could be a possibility around two or three for teams looking for defensive linemen.
One quick question, Mace. I know you've got Dixon up on that board. What about Howard, the kid from Indiana? I know a lot of people have been very high on him. Why Dixon so far up?
Honestly, I was looking at the running backs. I was looking at Howard, and I was also examining a Devontae Booker well out of Utah. Now, if the Broncos went for a running back, I think Booker would be the best fit. Dixon, to me, looks like the best fit for what the Patriots do with running backs. I mean, I could see him making some big plays on wheel routes, the kind of plays that they love. I thought he was just the best scheme fit for the Patriots, and that's why I went with him.
And knowing John Elway's history here, he went against that last night, going with the offensive player. Do we think now he'll revert back to kind of his natural instincts in picking a defensive guy?
I think he's just going to take the best guy on the board. I mean, the thing is, we make a big deal of Elway opening his drafts with defense every year before this year. I think it was one of those things that was kind of a coincidence. Like last year, Shane Ray happened to fall. They weren't expecting Shane Ray to be on their radar. They thought he'd be gone by pick 10. In all likelihood, he's sitting there at 23. Then you make a move. I mean, maybe last year we would be talking about them picking an offensive tackle, perhaps, because of course they went with Sembrylo in round two if Shane Ray hadn't fallen. So I think it's kind of fun to talk about, but sometimes it's just circumstance making it work that way.
I think, well, one of the things it shows is a commitment to the defense, and then after building and stockpiling all these first-round picks, we saw the results on the field last year.
Yeah, exactly, and you saw a great defense, and hopefully you can add some guys to it. That's the luxury of not having to pick for need, of having a roster that now that you got Paxton Lynch in there, you've got three quarterbacks, so you've got a roster that you can go into the season with and feel pretty good about. So while, yes, I could see them taking safety, if someone falls, if there's a better situation, they can go with that. They have extreme flexibility. They can take the best player available on their board at every slot, and they can feel pretty good. And if you've got a surplus of guys at one position, so be it.